Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I know. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Mario. Also known as Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
That's a fun bop.
It is.
Everybody's just sort of bouncing around while that was playing.
It's a little dance party.
The guy's name is Paul. Who knew?
Is it?
Isn't it?
Whoa.
Is that Paul Russell?
That's so funny. Paul Russell. You know what? I thought that was a Shaboozy song. It's funny. Now that you've pointed me to the name.
Thanks, Paul. That was a fun listen.
In a little boot thing. I know. It's hump day. Good vibes and variety. And Jumpstart MD is our sponsor. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. This show's been around for a while. Us. Mm-hmm. Hi, the Sarah and Vinny Show. For years... What's that?
We're not new.
No. 1997. Established 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to do this show called The Secret Show. It was like in addition to this show, little dirty little podcast. And I'm sure it's still out there, but we did a segment called Bad Advice. And someone who has been a longtime listener has written us for some advice. And we've got to talking. And so we've set up a badadvice973@gmail.com. If you've got a problem, we used to love solving it. It was fun going around the room doing
it. It's really up to you guys if you want to do it.
Right.
You want to do it? We're down.
Yeah.
It was super fun. It was always interesting to hear people's take on whatever the letter had to say. And many times it was just interesting to hear what's going on out in the world. Like you hear the story and go, oh my God.
There were so many times that we would read one of the letters. I'd be like, I can't tell you how profoundly grateful I am that is not happening in my life.
Right.
But we're here and happy to help you with that. So
we're going to still call it bad advice.
I guess.
Okay.
It could be Dear Sarah and Vinny. I don't know. Although this one starts out, and it's funny because this one came in on text, so it was difficult to piece it all back together. But it starts like this. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Thirst Trap Maddie.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm really loving the billing above Maddie.
The Thirst Trap Maddie?
Yeah. Yes!
Actually, today it should be changed too. Let me start over. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Third Wheel Maddie.
Ah.
Oh, you know what I was just thinking? We should have like soap opera music going under this, you know?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
You don't have to. I just, you know, just thinking.
Hey,
you
ask, I do.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, she texts him, hey, I'm going to need your... I don't answer texts.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Okay, ready? By the way, the subject line on this is justified suspicion.
Mm. Oh my God, it's perfect.
Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Third Wheel Maddie, I've been dating this guy for 6 months, and everything's great.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we can't.
Oh, fudge.
You're going to have to find one without talking. We don't want to yap, but that's the right idea. That's the kind of music. We're going to start over.
Does that
We're never starting this.
These are the the what does it say about the times of our Vinny? Remember that? What was that from?
That was from the Days of Our Lives.
Right, but then it's like a. Oh, this is good. Never mind. No, that's good. We don't need to get to the bottom of that.
Okay.
Is there any talking on this one? I just don't want to get interrupted again.
No.
Okay. It's a bit. There's actually nobody wrote in.
This is it. This is the entire bit. I hope you're enjoying it. All right. I think we solved that problem.
Good job, everybody.
Oh, God. We're the best. Let's give ourselves a pat on the back for solving no one's problems ever. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Third Wheel Maddie, I've been dating this guy for 6 months, and everything's great, except for one tiny detail. His ex-girlfriend is also his landlord. She owns the house he rents, lives in the unit above him, and texts him about stuff like plumbing issues or cooking smells or whatever lame excuse to text him at all hours. Last week, she came downstairs to check the smoke detector and ended up staying for dinner. He swears they're just friends. She just left a bottle of wine on his porch with a note that said, "Thanks for feeding me." Wonder if there was like a little heart drawn on it too. Am I being insecure, or is it time for me to call this out? I'm not going to say the person's name. Jay in Burlingame on the app.
You haven't called it out already?
Right? Begin.
No, they need to move.
The boyfriend needs to move.
Clearly this person is not respecting boundaries. So either he needs to communicate the boundaries more clearly, but it's hard when you're in a situation where they're like the power dynamics and you're living in the same
building. Yeah, it's the landlord.
If he's truly over her, he needs to move. Maybe you've been together long enough. Maybe he moves in with you. Make it easy.
Could have disagreed more.
Oh, my goodness.
They move in over this?
Why not?
You go from being dating.
She's obviously concerned.
In separate locations. Hold on. Separate locations. And you're dating. You meet, you hang, and then you go back to your separate locations. You go from that over this to now living together.
Over
no
this.
Way.
It's his ex who you're not comfortable with. You're not friends with. It doesn't.
They've been together 6 months. Isn't it time?
Okay, they've only been together 6 months. I wouldn't say they should move in together yet.
Oh.
I didn't know.
But he needs to get
months.
Out of there, you think?
I think so, yeah. It's like if you break up with your ex, you can't live with them anymore.
What's the lady's name that wrote in? Do we have
Jay?
Jay, here's what you're going to do. You dump him immediately. You break up and you start dating someone else. The end.
Vinny, have you not been listening to what all the women of the Bay Area are saying about dating? Yeah. She's got someone for 6 months. She's into him to the point where she's jealous over this landlord-girlfriend situation.
Listen. You can't go to people, I don't think, and ask them to change their entire life because what's happening right now makes you feel insecure. Now, maybe they have a deeper love than I know of. In 6 months, maybe they are soulmates and maybe this is the movie love she's been waiting for. But more than likely, it's just another relationship. It might meander along for a year or six, but unless it's that thing that you at 6 months, you're going to go and start calling shots and expect this guy to bounce.
Yeah. No, I say she doesn't. I feel like you guys have all missed it. This is what needs to happen.
What?
No, I'm not on their team at all.
She needs to march up the stairs to the landlord's apartment and lay down the law.
Oh, and get him kicked out.
No more texting. You can communicate via email with real landlord things. That is my boyfriend. You're not stopping by for dinner anymore. That's it.
It's not the landlord's fault. He needs to set the boundaries.
No, he obviously cares. He's a man, baby.
She's going to march up the stairs
and
plant the bill flag.
That is correct.
I think you guys are overreacting 100%. I mean, I'm friendly with my ex. I lived with her for a year while we were separated.
Well, I'm going to march up to her apartment and tell her what.
No, I mean, they have a relationship. He's told her all this stuff. He's not hiding anything. He's like, yeah, she drops a bottle off lunch. She came for dinner. He could be hiding that stuff if he was actually like
maybe
interested
she's
in her.
This. Maybe they're sitting there, you know, Netflix and chilling. And
I
his
think
phone
she's insecure.
Okay.
She needs to get over it.
But that's
and
the
just,
thing.
It is
Hold
just
on.
The way the situation is.
That's the point I'm making is I don't think you can go around calling shots at the 6 month mark unless there's real deep like love there and the conversations are we're gonna marry and we and let's have kids and this is
that's usually where you're at 6 months.
What?
No.
I mean, you're in it or you're not in it. And 6 months, I'm not wasting any more time.
You're already way past I love yous. You're meeting each other's families.
And like, if you're not, then yeah, what? Walk away you're from here.
In 6 months?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh my God.
Do we know how old this person is? We don't know how old
they are. Honestly, I don't have a whole lot of issue. I mean, we grabbed this out of order.
She's just insecure.
So I don't disagree with you, but what I'm saying is, I don't really think that when someone puts you on your heels or makes you feel insecure or uncomfortable, that is at 6 months, I wouldn't be able to go to her or him in this case and say, the situation where you live is making me feel really uncomfortable. I really need you to solve the problem and then put it on him. I think he would go, okay, bye.
Okay, well then. He's not the guy for you. He's not ready for a real relationship where you can talk about your insecurities and you can support each other.
He's also,
if he can't see that it's valid that it makes her insecure, that his ex-girlfriend is coming over unannounced and
when she's
wine.
Not even there, bring it right, drop it
but
off.
But she said she hasn't even brought it up. Like,
yeah, she should bring it up. That's what I'm saying. She should bring it up.
But she doesn't have to do ultimatums. It's just like, hey, this might be bothering me. And then he has the opportunity to come back and say, hey, this is just the way it is. We're friendly.
I live. I love it here.
I mean, I went on a date and somebody was very concerned that I was so friendly with my ex. And I'm like, that's just, sorry. That's how I am. I'm friendly with all my exes. And that was a red flag to her that I was friendly with all my exes. I'm like, that's just me. I stay friends with people. I don't burn bridges. I don't need to do that. But definitely scared somebody off. So I don't know.
So what if, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
what
sir.
If you met a lady? This is, let's give it a year. You meet a lady, you've been with her a while, and then she says, look, we're together now. I need you to cut the communication with the ex off. This best friend stuff doesn't work for me. Would you, in the case of someone you love and your future together, be able to cut out your ex, or would you hold to that and say, no, you're being insecure? I'm just curious.
Cut out totally?
Yeah, bye.
That would be a rough one. No, I don't. At this point in my life, I don't.
But you love her.
I don't think I would ever.
You need that old relationship alive and.
Not a lot. It's not an old relationship. I mean, it is an old relationship.
It is. Of course. It's your divorced wife.
It's somebody that I will care about and I want to make sure they're doing okay. I'll check in. Like, I don't think that's such a bad thing.
So you would take a stand?
I would. Take a stand, yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm getting the bad advice.
No.
I'm just curious, based on what you said about this situation, I was curious how that would play out in your life. To me, I feel like a person who says, you need to not. Now, if you had kids together, there's no getting around that. You're going to communicate with your ex because you are co-parenting two little kids or one through five.
We have a dog.
Okay. So you just can't say goodbye to her.
Not yet. You guys want some text from people?
Yeah.
Sure.
415, you guys, for bad advice, it sounds like there are three people in the relationship. The girlfriend, the boyfriend, and the ex, and that can't happen. It has to be four voices, bad choices. Okay. No, that's the name that they're suggesting for this. Four voices, bad choices.
The other one that we got,
we got some other suggestions. The unqualified four. Hot Mike's cold takes, questionable counsel from the 707.
I think we might just stick with bad advice.
Yeah, that's like hardly
like
the
questionable
issue.
Counsel with the gavel.
408, I'm with Vinny. Dump, because I don't want no trouble.
I just think that's a dramatic choice. Just have the conversation, first off.
Yeah.
Well, look, this is, and people who know me know why I would do that. I'm not going to come to someone and be like, I need you to make me feel comfortable. So you need to make a change in order for me to feel okay about your life. I don't feel comfortable doing that to someone. I feel like
that's you, though.
I know. I'm saying that.
Right. But if she's feeling like, if she's writing to a radio show, we are your friends, yes. But we're not invested in this. But if she's not comfortable with these texts, so I think at the very least she should say, please tell your ex lover, landlord, that to stop coming up with excuses to have interactions with you. Like, it's clear there's still something on her side. And if he doesn't do that and it continues, then I think she either goes upstairs and beats that lady up or she just breaks up with him.
Boys are stupid. He might not have even realized that she might be trying to send these signals.
I know. I mean, some of this stuff is like, really, you're here to check the smoke detector? Uh-huh.
I'm getting a lot of texts about what I just said. Agree with Maddie. No reason can't be friendly with the ex. Hey, Maddie, enjoy being single from the 408, okay?
Burn.
Any person who demands 100% cutting off of an ex is a loser. Hang in there, tough Maddie. Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, aren't relationships all about making sacrifices?
Yes. Compromise.
Compromises.
I'm not going to compromise.
Oh, my God. Please stop hurting yourself. He hurt himself on the door out there, too. What else did the texter
say? I have a lot to say. 4-5-1, I have a lot to say about this bad advice as I dealt with a similar situation to Maddie and the listener with my current partner. Look out for an email from me coming later.
Oh,
Julie, on Odyssey.
Wait.
There we go. And the email address.
You. Long form.
Bad advice 973@gmail.com.
707. I hope Maddie enjoys being alone forever. Thank you.
Mm. Well, better than being a third wheel, I guess, huh, bud?
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, it's not a third wheel, it's a fifth wheel because a fifth wheel is useless.
A third year wheel does come up. It makes it a tricycle.
Yeah.
It's still rideable.
That's exactly what they said.
All right. Well, listen, Jay in Burlingame. I mean, do we all agree that she should at least broach the subject with him? Or is Vinny just, are you completely, even bring it up?
I understand why. I think probably Bob has the right thing. You can't, first of all, you can't go plant a flag in the upstairs neighbor. You just can't.
I'm being dramatic, but yes, you can.
I do think it's probably best at this point with 6 months of investment to at least say, this situation makes me uncomfortable. I'm fine walking away, but I'm also open to you doing something to cut off that what feels too familiar conversation.
And it feels fishing too. Like, she's trying to create situations.
Right. I need that to feel more businesslike and less like her. You're open to her
coming down and
coming
hanging
by.
Out.
Yeah.
When I'm not there. Oh, your girlfriend's not here. Great. Let's have dinner.
But
what's
I also
deal?
Would be ready when you shoot that shot to say, and I'm willing to walk away if this is something that's important to you.
So ultimatum.
I think you got, well, otherwise you're going to sit there and eat it.
Right. One or the other.
I don't want to sit there and eat that crap.
They should just move in together. Somewhere else. All right.
Save on rent.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're obviously in love.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. She wrote to us. She must be in love. It's not an 800. Well, that is the text number, 800-400-3697. But you can send us an email if you want your own bad advice, and we'll try and squeeze these in here and there on the Alice. Badadvice973@gmail.com. What's coming up in the news?
Things that used to be normal but are a luxury now, and more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ha, 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 ha. I wait for your love. Ha, 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 ha. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9.05, your first chance today to win tickets for the almost sold out Alice in Winterland.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Take a moment to stop and smell the roses at the city of Fremont's Rose Garden, nestled in California Nursery Historical Park.
Mm.
Thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation, this beautiful space is just one example of how they're helping our Bay Area communities bloom. Get it?
I do. Good one.
Visit FremontBank.com to learn more. That's FremontBank.com. I see blue skies outside, but we will see clouds today, so I guess we're looking at a mix, but upper 60s is the high, so much cooler conditions, and we are headed towards some amount of rain, depending on where you're at. I still don't know if we're going to get the atmospheric river they promised us.
Just waiting around. Just
but
call
if you
my name.
Like, they stopped
I'll do
using
it.
That word, but...
I know, but they were using
a
it
week
last
out,
week.
They were using
I want to, you know...
So they've pulled back from the atmospheric river. Right. Well, and that's so that, that was it. I'm sure the mountains, they were like, let's get ready to pack that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be ready. Let's, you know, let's start building our season. And now no more atmospheric river, huh?
I'm tired. I just don't feel like it.
I'll keep you up.
Maybe I'll meet you later this year.
As best I can. I mentioned this, and these are just a couple quickies, but I mentioned it during the segment with Scott Budman. If you missed it, it's on our podcast. It was last hour, and he was as good as he's ever been.
Yeah, he's stunning.
He is great.
Yeah, and he's just as scared as we are of AI, and yet we also all love it.
I mentioned this. OpenAI is now launching a web browser to compete with Google Chrome. I feel like nothing has come close to competing with Chrome for 20 years. You know, when Chrome launched, there was, or, you know, Google was in its early days, Yahoo still had a decent audience.
Portal, right.
And so there was still some kind of competition. But in the last, I don't know, 10 years, there's none.
Yeah.
Well, OpenAI.
Bing tried, right? Were you back by the time
Bing
was
around? Trying yeah, very Bing was hard. Trying. And I don't know if anyone has adopted
that. Are
people
still binging things?
It's still there.
I never heard anyone say.
And there was Ask Jeeves and AltaVista and Explorer.
Explorer was the one, early days.
That was the one most people used when they started.
Atlas, that's the name of OpenAI's new web browser. So we'll see if they can,
corner the market.
Make it happen.
Try to take a market share
away from
Google.
It wouldn't be bad to have a little competition.
Yeah. You know, Google has done it really right, though. Like, to log into them... or be logged in. And I mean, I do so much stuff on Google, it's ridiculous. And knowing that I can log in on any computer and there's all my
all
like,
your
it's
stuff.
Incredible.
Right. So we'll see, you have the cheat in that you can see what Google's done and had success
right.
with.
Yep.
There it is. So, okay. Anyway, OpenAI launching something called Atlas. Also, I wanted to mention this. We talk about AI and the people who are working on AI. You want to work at a hot new AI startup? Be prepared to say goodbye to your life. Artificial intelligence startups, many of which are based here in San Francisco, are increasingly using a 996 work culture. Anybody?
No, I don't know.
996. That's working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week.
So, 996.
Oh, 6-7 on that.
Oh my God, have you seen the latest South Park? It's all about 6-7.
It is.
All about it.
I feel for the teachers. They have to deal with this all day, every day. And
6-7.
The ones that roll with it and figure out how to make it work, that seems to be the way. The ones that fight it, oh, I don't know how you're going to get through this little trend.
Yeah, well.
Good luck to you.
Trends, that's the thing about trends. They don't last forever.
The 996 work schedule translates to a 72-hour work week. They say this was popularized in China, but is here for AI startups.
Oh, it was popularized, was it?
Yep.
Is that what they call it? Oh, this is a very popular way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the CEO out on some island, I've got a brand new idea. Here we go.
So
996. Yikes.
I'd like to think most of us are a no on that, but you know, if you're trying to make your money and you're trying to do so before AI gets rid of you as a workforce.
You know what's funny about that? It actually doesn't even sound like what you'll wind up doing. I'm sure they can call 996 all they want, but all I ever hear about is that, you know, your wife literally works from the second she wakes up until long after everyone in the house has gone to bed. Like, that's not a 9-hour day. Just because you're not at work,
mm-hmm.
you know, for longer than 9 hours, you're still...
No, she does meetings in other parts of the world where she's on at all kooky hours. She'll have the earbud in even while she's hanging with the kids because she's in a meeting while dealing with whatever, you know, event she's got to get the kid off to. Get your cleats on, get your stuff. But she's in a meeting.
Mm.
It's happening all around the Bay Area all day.
Owning your life.
Mm-hmm. Well. Here are some things that were normal 30 years ago but are a luxury now. I won't do them all because there's just too...
Normal. They were regular old things we had and now they're luxuries.
Owning the stuff, software, music, movies that you purchased, that's an old-timey thought process because if you have bought a bunch of movies on Xfinity but no longer use Xfinity, those movies are no longer accessible to you.
Right.
And I don't say that to out Xfinity in any way.
Because it's services.
It's every one of them. Apple, you buy their...
The album.
And now you don't get to keep it and take it to your Google with you.
Uh-uh. No, that's so true. I guess you have to buy a physical copy of something if you truly want to own it.
Concert tickets. Technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible, but its effect on concert tickets is definitely not one of them. Not only, I'm not a victim. I am someone who doesn't use the internet with great effect all the time. I bought some tickets one time where I thought I was buying these from the place.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out, not only did I spend $2,000 on Hamilton practice shows, but I bought them from a secondary service. It wasn't from the venue. And it's because when you Google it and you say the venue, you don't get that. You get this other place.
You get the thing that paid to be on top.
Right. And there I am going, oh my God, I got... And then it's practice shows.
And there were like nosebleeds with like obstructed view. It was crazy.
I know Hamilton was the hot show and I was just trying to be a good partner. But damn, man, if someone would have just tapped me on the shoulder and said, slow down, they're not going to sell out. Take a second and look at what you're doing. Not me. I'm all in frenzy. I don't want to miss it. I got to get this now. Bye. Total burn. Anyway, concert tickets.
There was a lot going on with that.
The secondary business has created a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the tickets that were face value of this price now, they've been bought up. Yep. You want to go see that show you love, you're going to spend an extra
$300.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's insane. All events are super expensive. Like even just, I mean, I said it kind of as a joke, but there are $14,000 tickets for any one of the games of the World Series. Like that's one ticket.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Is that for the series?
Yeah, yeah, for the actual World
No,
Series.
I mean the whole series.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 Vin. No.
That's one game?
One game.
That's a no.
And it's for the seventh game, and you don't get your money back.
I'm going to watch on TV.
It doesn't go to seven. I know.
And keep that money in the bank.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm also not a tech tycoon.
That is true.
Good quality fabric and clothing. Mm. The household products that don't break within the first few years of use. There's a lot of stuff that is unfixable now because of technology.
Well, they want you to buy a whole new fridge, not fix the fridge you've got.
Right. Exactly. New furniture made out of real wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, there still might be. I don't look around as much as I probably should, but in San Francisco specific, there used to be these cool little boutique-y furniture stores that you could walk into. And there'd be handmade, brand new stuff that was super cool. And I don't see them as much anymore. They're just long gone. Now It's very much you either order from Pottery Barn, and there's nothing wrong with Pottery Barn, but it's like Resto, Pottery Barn, or IKEA. How you doing?
Right. It's true. There are other places, but it just makes it, they make it really easy. A long time ago, John and I, you know, we had all our particle board furniture and we moved it from place to place and it chipped off and the, you know, veneer came off.
What's left of it is now barely standing.
And we said, we are now at a point in our lives where we should not just go buy the thing that we need cheaply. We should wait and get a good one that we can, like an heirloom. Piece.
Exactly what I was
thinking.
Something
that we can give to our kids. Here's some end tables that will last the rest of your life too.
When I was I don't even remember the age, but I'm thinking about this for my daughter Isla now. My parents bought me a set of furniture of a certain, you know, when I was, I don't know, I was 15,
like a
14
couch set?
Or no, like a desk and some.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What do you put next? Nightstands?
Sure.
Desk, nightstands, a dresser, these things that you keep in your room. And they were all, what you're taking with you when you move out. This is your furniture. This is your set to go off into the world with. And they did last long enough that I was able to do that. So I don't know that everyone's doing that anymore, like buying the furniture for their kid that they will take when they move to college or move out.
Yeah, that's and we move so much further than we used to too. Like the world is so much smaller. Jobs are, you know, you could be deciding between a job in Seattle and Arizona. Like the shipping is a lot on big wooden furniture.
Things that were normal 30 years ago that are a luxury now. Single income families buying a home. Affordable health care. I don't know how far back that was. Healthcare has been outrageous forever. But okay. Calling a company or a person and getting someone on the phone.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
rare.
That's, well, you know, sorry about that. That's
agent! Human!
Even Sarah will send you to her voicemail, and it could be important. And
oh, yeah. I just hit the voicemail button right on my thing. Like, oh, leave me a message if you want.
Men peak at 16. This is a new story, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And women,
I liked that one. That was a good
this
one.
This is fun. Yeah. Men peak at 16 and women at 19.
Peak?
Gender shapes when music hits us the hardest. Men peak at 16, women at 19.
I'm not sure what this story is about. Is that when you're like, when you, that's when you make your formative choices about what you like for music?
Men maintain lifelong connections to the music they loved at 16. Women at 19.
Mm.
So these are the brands, the type of music that you connect with for good.
Oh.
You'll like other stuff.
Sure.
But certainly that album at 19, whether it's Taylor Swift or
The Dark Side of the Moon.
For me, at 16, I was listening to punk rock. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of started to venture into, I want to say it was Metallica, Master of Puppets came out when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And it didn't leave my tape deck for a year. If you got in my Datsun B210, you heard Master of Puppets. This is what we hear in here.
I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but I can remember the lyrics to like so many songs from when I was 16.
I know.
Right?
So true.
That is what I'm saying.
I know all the words the parents just don't understand. Why?
Yeah, really, why?
Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation. They left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Would they mind? Nah, well, of course they won't. I could keep going. But
800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Hey, Maddie.
707, I've been thrifting for furniture and been quite successful. I found solid wood side tables and other solid pieces for a decent price.
Thrifting for furniture is an amazing, I love yard sales. If you're looking for something, go out looking for it. Don't just go get the particle board thing.
415, good morning. Regarding 6-7, my kid's second grade teacher uses 6-7 to quiet the class. She claps and yells, 4-5, and the kids yell back, 6-7. LOL. Have a great day, everyone. Val from Mission Vallejo.
You know what? That's a very creative way to get the kids' attention.
Mission Vallejo?
It says Mission Viejo.
Viejo?
Viejo?
Viejo. That's down south, yeah.
Oh.
I used to go to keg parties there.
415.
Must be on the app.
6-7 is so yesterday. Now the kids are all about Group 7, Nevada Norm on the app.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know, Nevada Norm.
I do. It's only a couple of days old.
Oh, it's really brand new.
It's brand new.
Okay, explain.
But you know how things move these days.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll probably be on South Park next week.
You know, I don't remember the name of the creator who came up with it, but I think she's a singer or something like that, like smaller, more niche.
What does it mean?
Basically, she posted 7 videos on TikTok saying, you're in group 1, you're in group 2, you're in group blah, 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 and you're in group 7. And the one that took off is group 7. So people immediately started making videos like, oh, I'm in group 7. Group 7 be like this. And like creating a vibe around what group 7
group
was.
Seven
like all the
check-ins.
Cool kids are in group 7, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's...
So we're in like group 3.
Yeah, we're then maybe, for yeah. sure in the dusty.
Yeah.
Crusty.
We might be in group 1, like just forgotten. Our girl's in group 7, though.
Yeah. Yeah, of course she is.
707, I'm so happy to hear bad advice. Yes, thank you. I loved it.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad.
A lot of folks.
It actually was pretty fun.
A lot of folks really texted in about that and had a good time with
Well,
that,
send us some good ones. You know, remember, this is not the secret show. So, you know, please try to write things in code, I guess.
It has to be useful or right. it just won't make the air.
Right.
That's all.
And feel free to include a phone number.
And then Nino in Sometimes San Jose questions. Wanted to say, Bob is a great addition to the show.
Yes, Bob is awesome.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Winterland tickets.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.